Musician and folklorist Clifford Murphy is going to be at the Ivy Bookshop on Monday, March the 14th at 7 p.m. to talk about a new book. It's his second book that has come out. It's called Ola Bell Reed and Southern Mountain Music on the Mason-Dixon Line. And as well as being the writer of this book, Cliff is the director of folk and traditional arts at the National Endowment for the Arts. So obviously you have a tremendous background in this kind of music in the broadest sense. What was it about this particular project that made you want to dig into it so deeply in order to be able to write a book about it?
Well, I was compelled by her music, I guess, to start with. As a working folklorist in Maryland, originally, I wanted to find out, okay, does she have a legacy? I knew that she had passed away before I moved to Maryland. And I just wanted to know, had she passed that on? And if she had passed on this tradition, who was kind of carrying that torch today? And the further that I got into this project, the more that I learned that I was not the first person to embark on this quest, you know? So that led me to Henry Lassie, who had recorded Ola Bell back in the late 1960s. And that's how we developed this book and CD project together.
It reminds me a little bit, in looking at the classical music genre, of people like Béla Bartók and Zoltán Kodály, who really collected Hungarian folk music, or on the English side, somebody like Ray Vaughan Williams, actually going out into the field and recording this raw material. And I'm wondering how much of that sort of raw material you've actually been working with in pulling this project together.
Well, so that's... While my life is not as prestigious or or successful as Bartók or others, you know, this is the same professional tradition in a lot of ways. So, you know, when Bartók went into the mountains and brought his recording machine with him to record folk music, this is essentially the same thing. So I had brought, fortunately, a much easier to carry machine into Cecil County, Maryland to record these musicians. Essentially recording it in, I guess an anthropologist would say, in its native environment, but, you know, recording people in their homes where they make this music. And my professional tradition of a folklorist is tied up in that same movement that Bartók came out of.
So then, as an ethnomusicologist, how has her music affected the people who have followed on after her? I mean, how does she still present herself in the music that we think of as so quintessentially American today?
Well, she was somebody who mentored people from a variety of musical backgrounds and generational backgrounds. Several of the people that kind of carry on this tradition don't fit into a purist category, which... as a musician myself, as a songwriter, I love that. It's refreshing. But her spirit, her approach to making music and to writing songs is something that she instilled very deeply in her family and in kind of her non-blood relative family. So the children of musicians that she had performed with for most of her life, you know, people kind of carried on that spirit in really wonderful ways.
It's been a pleasure to speak to Clifford Murphy, a musician and folklorist, also director of folk and traditional arts at the National Endowment for the Arts. And he'll be at the Ivy Bookshop on Monday, March the 14th at 7 p.m., talking about this book that he has co-authored. It's called Ola Bell Reed and Southern Music on the Mason-Dixon Line. It comes out with a 2-CD set. And more information is at theivybookshop.com. Thanks so much, Cliff, and good luck with getting this book out into the world.
Thanks so much for having me.